research shows firefighters get cancer at higher rates than most people. Some states, including Indiana and Ohio, have laws meant to cover healthcare costs for firefighters with cancer. But as Lauren Bavis with Side Effects Public Media reports, these laws don't always help.
The fire at the American Fletcher National Bank warehouse in Indianapolis didn't seem out of the ordinary. That's what retired firefighter Steve Dillman remembers. But Dillman and more than a dozen others came out of that warehouse in pain. Their skin was peeling like a bad sunburn.
Every place that we were sweating, we were burning really bad. I mean, underneath our armpits, in our groins areas, back of your legs.
Dillman thinks that fire and the reddish-brown smoke he encountered on August 1st, 1985, led to a phone call 16 years later.
The doctor calls me and he says, look, he says, I got some bad news for you. He says, you do have prostate cancer. And at that time, I mean, I didn't know anything about prostate cancer, and I was just absolutely devastated.
Dillman isn't the only firefighter to be diagnosed with cancer. At least 84 of the 2,300 firefighters in Indianapolis had cancer last year. Kevin Crawley is the chief for health and safety at the Indianapolis Fire Department. Crawley started that job a year and a half ago. Right away, he noticed a trend.
It seemed like one or two people, you know, every week that were coming in here and either had a cancer scare where their doctors were suspicious of it and were sending them for further testing, or they were coming in and saying, I was diagnosed.
In more than half of states, including Indiana and Ohio, firefighters with cancer are supposed to have their health care costs covered. That help comes through presumptive laws. Those laws state cancer is presumed to be related to a firefighter's work if the diagnosis happens on the job or within a certain time after retirement. But local governments across the country are denying healthcare benefits to firefighters with cancer. That's according to Jim Brinkley. He directs occupational health and safety for the International Association of Firefighters. It's a Washington, D.C.-based lobbying organization.
Presumptive laws aren't the golden ticket that people think they are.
That's because a cancer diagnosis alone isn't enough to trigger a presumptive law's protection. Crawley says insurers first have questions for a firefighter.
And the first one is, what was the incident that was the cause?
That's not how cancer works. Dr. Jeffrey Burgess at the University of Arizona in Tucson researches firefighters and cancer.
To require a firefighter to say there was a particular fire where they were exposed to these things doesn't make sense to me, because every fire tends to have these chemicals.
Burgess says the science is settled. Firefighting increases the risk for cancer. So what happens after a firefighter gets cancer? In Indianapolis, Brett Weiniger oversees insurance policies. He says firefighters submit workplace injury claims to a company called Broadspire. A Broadspire spokeswoman said in an email that the company won't comment on how it manages client claims. Weiniger says only a few firefighter injury claims in the past year have dealt with cancer. He says the city weighs claims against the state's presumptive law.
Obviously, if it's something that is linked to a fire instance that's clearly something that they've gotten through an exposure, obviously, we're going to take that as a workplace injury, because that should be the first line of defense.
Crawley says approving or denying claims can take months. That's stressful for firefighters who want to know what they'll end up paying for. But for Steve Dillman, Indiana's presumptive law hasn't helped him. The law passed years after his cancer diagnosis. He's 74 now and says his healthcare costs are mostly covered by Medicare. Dillman says younger firefighters shouldn't have to battle blazes and cancer like he did.
I don't want to see nobody go through what I've been through. Especially if there's something out there that can protect them.
Dillman now travels around the state to urge firefighters to practice preventative cancer measures, things Dillman never did, like always wear an air mask. Dillman is still dealing with cancer, including throat cancer.
Even knowing now that I've got this cancer, would I change my profession? No. I love my job too much, and I would not.
Dillman says if he could have done one thing differently, he would have always worn his air mask. I'm Lauren Bavis, Side Effects Public Media.